You had a home guard. What year was that, sort of thing?
Well, during the war, I'm not quite sure which year it was, in the 30s, just not long after we were married, war broke out.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a home guard in the valley. And, of course, being farmers, we had a mounted troop, which was a bit unusual. We were under Wellington's command.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a hair-raising experience with the good old home guard days. It was a terrible rush in the morning to get away. We had to meet. We had an area in Mr. Eastwick's farm where we were supposed to be patrolling the coastline.
Mm-hmm. And this was one day a week or
every Sunday.
Every Sunday, oh yes.
Regardless, we had to do your work beforehand and get away. We used to ride up there and for a start we had to build our own headquarters out of nothing. Each individual had to provide so much for his own protection.
Mm-hmm.
We dug in the ground and covered the tops over with corrugated iron. And we built a cookhouse and various things. And I can often remember that one of the funny things happened was going up to the Sunday treat at Papua New Station, and we took a horse to drag logs for building a cookhouse. And on the way up, we had a copper strapped on the horse's back. And the horse got a bit stroppy, and he pulled. I was leading him at the time, and he got away from me. And he went ahead of the troop and tried to climb up the bank. We got about halfway up, and then he came backwards. When he got up, the copper was about 2 inches high.
Oh, Ted squashed it.
One of our members spent a week, I think, hammering it out, and that copper never leaked.
Goodness me.
I don't know where it is today.
And that was for the your fort at the
on the coast. You see, we had to make sure we could stay overnight if we had to.
Oh, and whereabouts was that exactly? Was the fort? Was that up by the
Mr. Eastwick's flats, and then up on top?
Oh, right. Okay. Are they still there?
No, I don't think so.
Those are all being filled in, I suppose.
I think so. We were pleased to get out.
And you used to ride the horses up there?
Yes. Worked the horses all the week, and some of them, you'd lend them to those that didn't have horses.
So farm
work horses,
work horses,
anything at all.
And the mountain part of it, was that just getting there, or was that actually
the
cavalry?
We used to have exercises. Then we used to have exercise in the hall at night time. We were expected. One of our overseers from Wellington came out and told us we only had one bullet for our rifles. Over the home guard, we only allocated one bullet, and the other we had to do was roll rocks down on top of the oncoming air. You just imagine what the Japanese think about that.
Oh dear. And so you're going to be on horseback and charging, sort of, was it?
Yes, you do a lot of exercise up on top of the hills too.
Was this with swords or with guns? Or
no,
what?
No, we did it ourselves.
Are you supposed to gallop and trample them or something, were you?
And knock the enemy back.
Oh, right.
We used to have manoeuvres between the Titai Bay troop too. They used to come from there and we used to meet.
You'd have a few story sessions then, wouldn't you? And a bit of
funny thing, I happened to be the quartermaster at one stage and had to provide the bully beef and anything that went for these fellows for their lunch. I used to pick it up in Wellington on a Friday, and you'd expect to do these things for nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But never got anything out of it. And you used to bring the bully beef home. There was some beautiful Canadian bully beef. I think some of us kept tins to ourselves. We used to, it was usually keenly sought after.
Canned stuff, I suppose. And what about the story when with all the horses, you used to feed them chaff?
Oh, yes.
You?
At the same time, when I went to Wellington for the feed for ourselves, I used to pick up stacks of chaff for the horses too. And a lot of these horses are not used to chaff. Of course, they'd go out there on when they were a bit hot and give them the boys to give them a feed of chaff. As soon as they got home and let them go, they'd go down with gripes. Well, which is only colic, really.
I suppose being farm horses all week, they're not used to exhausted
food. So different condition under army conditions. But there you are, we did our little bit. The trouble was, when the war got nearer, further on, they went through, we had to have medical tests, and I was put out of the home guard because of my feet. And I was told I'd never be able to stand up to walking.
Oh, dear.
But I managed to keep going. That's about how many years since.
Gosh, goodness gracious me. And we're lucky you didn't have to, you weren't invaded or anything. And who were the other people in the...
Well, for a start, Mr. Gilbert Bruce was a commanding officer, and so was Mr. Reg Best. And the sergeant was Huey Mackay.
Where did they live? Where did the Mackays live?
Mackays lived where the Purdy's are living.
Oh, yeah.
And there was quite a few of the Mick Bryant, Warren Bryant. Keith Best was the youngest member of our troop in that their family, I know.
Did you have milk in your tea?
Ah, yes, thanks. Yep.
Can you reach from here?
There was various people who did not know. There was Jeff Smith. He used to live right up next to Eastrick. He was another member. Frank Saunders, he lived at where Howard Best's are. The school teacher... Firkins, Ronnie Firkins.
Oh, he lived at the schoolhouse.
He lived in the schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. There was three Beaches, three Humes, Mr. Bruce's man, Joe Jellyman, John Nelson's father. He lived where Mrs. Royden's living today.
Was Mr. Griffiths in it?
No, he wasn't.